First today to Country Victoria, where those people affected by the proposed water cuts in the Murray-Darling Basin Authority's draft report are far from reconciled to the plan. Irrigators and business people from the Shepparton region in Victoria are voicing their concerns at a public meeting this lunchtime with the Murray-Darling Basin Authority. It's the first in a road trip for the authority, which will run for 5 weeks across affected regions. On their way into today's meeting in Shepparton, some of those attending spoke to our reporter Alison Caldwell.
We're on irrigation and we want to find out what is going to happen. We've been through some very, very tough years and with the water shortages, and if we're going to have more taken off them, what's going to happen to our business? What's going to happen to our towns?
What's the number one? Let's say you had one question. They only gave you one question. What would it be?
How is it going to affect our water right? Is it going to affect our rates? Or we've been through from very low prices, and it's not looking good whatsoever.
I'm a bit concerned. Hopefully we can resolve something here this morning.
What's your number one concern?
Probably the effect that it'll have on the towns, especially the little towns, and it can affect Shep too as well. I think they've got a cheek, actually.
They've got a cheek.
Yeah. They're doing all this thing sort of stuff behind your back.
They say that there'll be widespread consultation.
Oh, yeah. I've heard of that before. That sounds very political.
I think that it's very disappointing that the government... They're a single buyer. They're dividing and conquering, if you like, and they're screwing the farmers.
Do you think you'll get your answers here?
Possibly not. I rather feel that there could be a whole lot of negotiations. They'd probably start off maybe saying they want X amount of water, and then to make it look good, so we don't want that amount. There's going to be a lot of, I think, bartering go on, and a lot of cat and mouse play with this.
It's like sucking the blood out of a person. It's the lifeblood of the country. You must have water to grow things, and this is what keeps Australia alive.
That's some of the local farmers and business people in the area around Shepparton speaking to Alison Caldwell today. And Alison joins us now. Alison, you're still at that public forum. Those people sounded concerned but keen to listen. How has the meeting gone so far?
Yes, hello, Eleanor. Well, look, I'd say that to sum up, essentially what we're hearing is quiet and decent rage being expressed here. Essentially at the very start of the questions opportunity, a few politicians from the coalition made fairly political statements, but then eventually farmers, irrigators, business people got to ask their own questions.
And who is there to answer the questions?
Here today, Rob Freeman, the CEO of the Murray-Darling Basin Authority, Mike Taylor, the chairman, a chap called Fraser McLeod, a Scottish fellow, he's the executive director of the Basin Plan Division, and Mary Harwood, a bureaucrat from the Department of Sustainability. There's about 600 people here to listen to them.
And how are they handling that quiet rage, as you put it?
Very restrained themselves. They're trying to appease people by saying, look, these are just models. You need to give us as much feedback as you can. You can question the models. They're trying to say, look, this isn't a done deal. This is really just the start. But look, the primary concerns of some of the people here, the number one concern is really the jobs impact. One chap said from Jeff Akers, dairy farmer, who's also with the Victorian Farmers Federation, said, look, the figure of 800 jobs, how did you let that get printed? That just doesn't make any sense. Mike Taylor said, look, we had to look at the economy-wide basin impacts according to models that were presented to us by various state governments. He said that the models said that all the businesses in these areas are close to each other, that people can change jobs and move from one business to the next. At that point, people just laughed and screamed, look, throw out the model.
So are they sticking to those numbers then, the authority people?
No, I mean, as we said yesterday, Rob Freeman said that the offset, the jobs impact widespread would be about 3,000 jobs. One chap here, a farmer, said that he estimated it would be something more like 130,000 jobs. Another issue that came up was a chap said, look, what about the initiatives we've already taken here in Victoria under the Living Murray initiative? Farmers in Victoria have delivered 216,000 megalitres back into the system, into the basin. And he wanted to know, That doesn't seem to have been taken into account by the looks of it in this report. Fraser McLeod stood up and he said, look, the baseline does include the Living Murray initiatives. You can't use what you've done in the Living Murray initiatives to offset what we're calling for. Now, at that point, rumblings in the crowd, great, great dissatisfaction. Rob Freeman stood up and he said, look, he tried to hose this down by saying, look, the models that we used were given to us by the Victorian government, but look, can I take that on board? A lot of the comments you're making, we don't disagree with. And at that point, a farmer stood up and he said, look, I'm listening to you guys. You're not sure about the models you've got. You're not sure about what's been happening here in Victoria. Listen, you guys, you've got to do a lot better than this. And, yeah.
What was the response to that from the Murray-Darling Basin Authority representatives?
Uncomfortable sort of shuffling of feet and really calls once again for feedback. Look, this is not a done deal. We want you to question the models and suggest how we can make it all better. But look, if they're concerned about the reception they're getting here in Shepparton, just wait until they get to Griffith and New South Wales, to Mildura, elsewhere in northern Victoria, where people are going to be really upset.
It could be a very interesting 5 weeks. Alison Caldwell in Shepparton there, thank you.